Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome back, Jet fans, to the JetCast in episode 124 of our show, our second of the 2024-25 athletic calendar. We are back. We are in full swing. All of our fall sports are off and running, and we've got a lot to catch up on. So let's begin quickly by going through some of the results from the last week in Newman Jets athletics. If you remember, back on the 5th of September, our first full day of Jets athletics, we saw two teams in action as women's soccer dropped a tough one at William Jewell 2-0, and men's soccer in a tight one lost at Oklahoma Christian 2-1. On Friday, volleyball got back to action, dropping a pair of matches in the Hilltopper Classic down in Austin, Texas, losing to Purdue Northwest 3-0, and St. Edward's University 3-1. Volleyball would also be in action on Saturday, losing 3-0 to Illinois Springfield, and in a tough 5-set match, they fell just short 3-2 to Arkansas Monticello. The men's and women's soccer teams were also in action on Saturday. Men's soccer with a huge 4-0 win over Southwest Baptist. Women's soccer, a great effort themselves with a 2-2 draw. They were down twice in that match and answered back both times. Got their first point of the 2024 season. So great results on the soccer pitch over the weekend as well. And then men's and women's golf both have been in action over the last couple of days. Men's golf placed 17th at the Mule in Warrensburg. Women's golf also placed 17th. They competed at the NSU Women's Golf Classic down in Muskogee, Oklahoma over the last couple of days. And we are officially back. Also, men's tennis, by the way, competed over the weekend in some individual action at the Emporia State Tournament. No team results in that one, just individual competition, but fully back. Lots of things going on and a busy, busy week of Jets athletics coming up this week as well. And we'll get into that upcoming schedule here in just a few short minutes. But next, let's take a quick preview at what you could be hearing in the next few minutes from some of our Jets around campus. First, we'll hear from head women's soccer coach Dylan Grunzel. He joined us over the phone on the way to St. Louis, Missouri. Women's soccer will be taking on Missouri St. Louis Thursday night. And so he talked about their big weekend with that nice result against Southwest Baptist and their team's growth over the last couple of weeks. Also talked a little bit about the developmental team as they're in action as well as part of that road trip taking on Rockhurst University. So we'll get a really good chat with Dylan Grunzel talking women's soccer. We'll also hear from one of our women's soccer student athletes in Cassie Motor coming up a little bit later on in the show. We'll talk with a men's soccer student athlete in Caio Teschetto. Really enjoyed getting to know each of those student athletes, and we'll hear from them coming up in just a little bit also. And then one of our Jets from behind the scenes, our new SID, our sports information director here on campus in Daphne Williams. She is going to sit down with us and talk all about her journey through being a student athlete. She played women's basketball at Washburn and was also a graduate student assistant in the athletics department, working also with the women's basketball team here on campus. She's had a very interesting journey, learned a lot along the way, and she's doing a really great job so far in her early stages as the new sports information director here at Newman University for our athletics department. So we'll talk in depth with Daphne Williams coming up later on in the show as well. But a packed episode 124 of our JetCast today. I don't want to waste any more time. Let's go ahead and take a quick break and hear from some of our sponsors here and be back with, again, that interview with head women's soccer coach Dylan Grunzel. That'll be next here on the JetCast. You're listening to the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider, pleased to be joined over the phone now by the head women's soccer coach here at Newman University, Dylan Grunzel, coming to us live from the bus on a road trip heading out to St. Louis today for a big match Thursday night at University of Missouri, St. Louis. Coach, welcome on. So good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm
absolutely
glad to be on again.
Yes, it's overdue. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever. I'll be bugging you a lot here soon. But you guys are off to a really nice start to the season. Took a loss at William Jewell in a competitive match, but bounced back to get your first point of the season on Saturday with that comeback against Southwest Baptist. I want to start there because it was my first chance to see your team live and in person. And it was such a fun day, and the girls played such a great match, and were down twice, but never seemed like they were really wavering at all. They kept pushing and got a late goal to get that draw and played really, really well throughout the afternoon. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that performance against Southwestern Baptist first and foremost.
Yeah, I was happy with the performance overall. Like I said, both goals we give up were on set pieces, and you know, Southwest Baptist, you know, credit to them. They were a big team. They were really organized on their set pieces, and said if I had a team with that height, that's something I would definitely play for. And so I was, you know, a credit to them to getting themselves some goals and us having to have to battle back. But I love our team's ability to kind of fight through that adversity and ultimately come back and answer. And so we played well. You know, we outpossessed them, outshot them. It's just, you know, that's sometimes how the game goes. Is but you know you're happy with the girls and the performance, and you just got to clean up things, you know, as we move on through the season. Like, it's just game two, so continue to fix the little things and, you know, get yourself ready for conference is the ultimate goal.
Well, the last time I had talked to you, we were kind of just visiting about how the start of fall camp had gone, getting ready for the season, and you were talking about the quick turnaround between the girls getting on campus and the first exhibitions that you were going to be playing, and you were kind of worried about getting up to speed, but in what I saw, it seems like the girls are really right where they need to be at this point. But from your eyes, where has the biggest progress come over the short span of time that they've been on campus in the early stages of the season?
I think, you know, a couple things is we've realized we have a lot of depth, which has resulted in a lot of competitiveness in practice. Like I said, we can go pretty deep into our roster and we'll play a lot of players. So I think that's been a really good thing to see and notice. And I think the players see that too, is we're not asking 11 players to go play 90 minutes. We're going to ask them to play, you know, 40, 50, 60 and somebody else to play 40, 50, 60, or a little bit less. So I think that's been the best thing to see is the depth we have as a group. We're a little bit older. I think mentally we went through and got a mental performance coach to kind of help with some things, and he's been excellent with the girls, and you can see them using those things in the season. And I think it's helped out. I think it's been a great investment on our part. And even he came to the game on Saturday, and he was really pleased to see them doing some of the things. And obviously, when you go down twice, sometimes that's hard to come back from. And they did it twice and had chances at the game to even win it. So I've been very impressed with that and happy with their growth there.
It seems like the maturation of this team is way ahead of where a lot of teams might be early in a season, and I think that might be a testament to some of the upperclassmen leaders that you have on this team. And I got to visit with a few of them at Media Day a few weeks ago, and even then I was just so impressed with their approach and their mental, I guess, approach is the great word for it, for how they were attacking, you know, preparing for the season, and how they were driven to just push this team forward, because they weren't satisfied with maybe how last year went. But so far this year, it seems like that approach and that drive mentally has really helped this team be further along early in the year than maybe they had even anticipated when I talked to them last. But how have you seen those seniors help to lead this program and push them forward to a great performance like that on Saturday, and to even build into what you'll be up against in St. Louis here on Thursday night?
They're just, like, I think the number one thing is, like, we have a great set of human beings on this team, from the top to the bottom on the roster. Like, you have a lot of good people, and I think that translates, especially as you grow as a, you know, as a young adult, or you're coming from high school into college, and ultimately towards the end of your college career, I think you start to see the differences in how you act as a human being to others, and how that can also translate onto the field and how you try to be a leader to others. So that's what I've been happy with them, is you can see them looking at the whole picture, and how these games and how we lead and how we respond will all matter in the long term of the season, when you get to, you know, you get to October and you're trying to get into the conference tournament. So I think they're seeing those things as an older group. And like I said, I'm excited for them, excited for our group, and curious to see how we can continue to grow every day to become better and ultimately get into the MIAA tournament.
Now, you referenced the depth of this team, and I'm just curious, you know, with several new pieces in the mix this year, who have been maybe some of the big impressions made so far, the names we need to continue keeping our eyes on over the rest of the season that have impressed you even just through two regular season matches so far?
I'd say, you know, Delphine would be the first one. Delphine Sosu, you know, she was a transfer from St. Rose College in New York. They had to close the doors, obviously, with everything going on. And you know, she was a transfer recommended to us from her coach, and then her recruiter actually played at Newman here for the men's side back in like 2014, 2015. So, you know, she's been a great addition for us. Lexi Bowers come in as a freshman and like I said, scored her first career goal on Saturday, scored the first goal of the game for us. And she's been really good for us in the back line. And then we've got a decent amount of transfers that have come in and done well. Carla Apodaca has been our goalkeeper for the first two games. She's a transfer from Butler Community College, and then also Harley Wilson and Logan Riley. Again, both two kids from Butler, area kids, one's from Hutch, one's from Derby, have come in and really added more depth to our back line. And like I said, they've had a good start for us to continue to help us grow and solidify that back line a little bit, which is something I felt like we needed to get better in last year. So they've definitely stepped up to that challenge and added some more depth for us. And like I said, it's a competition every day, and you know, they've been doing a good job with that competition, but the ones that are right behind them right now are pushing them to be better, and they know if they drop off in any stretch of that imagination, they can lose a spot. So love the competition that those new kids have come in. They've added a little bit more of a bite to our team, right? They're not afraid to head the ball, they're not afraid to tackle hard. And those are things I think you're going to need in the MIAA. It's a physical conference, and if you don't have those type of players, it's going to be a long season. So I'm glad that they've added that for us.
Well, you mentioned a couple of local kids, and that's another thing I wanted to talk to you about, because obviously being in Wichita, there's a ton of talented athletes in and around the area, and the sport of soccer has really grown in our area, especially in the last 5 to 10 years, especially. And I know you've got great ties to some local club teams and some high schools and different things. But what have you seen from the local talent in terms of the growth of the ability and their ability not only to play well at the high school and junior college levels, but to step up and be a part of a program like yours here at Newman, and the growth of the, I guess, the ties for Newman soccer here, especially in Wichita and the state of Kansas?
I would say that from the youth side, I think it's continuing to grow. Right, you've added some bigger clubs, and then you even have your smaller clubs that are finding ways to grow players and develop them, and whether that's from a higher league competitive league standpoint, or just finding more of the joy in the players and making them really passionate about the game. I think there's, obviously multitude of ways you can approach that from the youth side of things. As far as for us and recruiting those kids, it's trying to show our local area kids that, this is a Division II program. We play in arguably the best conference in America, depending on who you ask on that. And that it's also showing them, while you've done great here, at this level, seeing how much harder it can get, and are you willing to step into that realm and develop even more? I think that's the big thing that we've seen with our local kids is, they want that challenge. They want to, I've done well as a high school player or club player or junior college player. Well, I want to take the next step in the level and play against some of the top teams in the country. Like Washburn, we'll play against them. They lost the national championship game. Emporia was in the national tournament. UCM was in the national tournament. Fort Hays was in the national tournament. So playing against a lot of really good teams and good players to really get them to push the needle and move the needle even farther to advance their game and to hopefully advance our program as a whole.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that as well, because you will be playing a lot of challenging opponents, and you got to play the best to become the best. That's a long time thing I've believed in. I know a lot of coaches believe that as well. And tomorrow you'll be up against another strong challenge as well, out of conference in Missouri St. Louis, a team that's gotten off to a great start with a win over a Washburn team you just referenced that lost in the national championship. They also had a tough win over Northwest Missouri State last week. So what can you tell us about the challenge you're preparing for in this road trip to Missouri St. Louis here on Thursday night?
Yeah, I think that, Umsel has done Maddie's done a great job there as a coach. He's a friend of mine, and like I said, she's done a great job in growing that program over the last couple of years, and she's familiar with the type of teams it is in the MAAA. She came from UCM as an assistant years ago now, and, I said she's gotten her team off to the right track. Like, this is the second year in a row they've beaten Washburn, so she knows what it takes to build a successful program and beating Northwest Missouri State as well. Like I said, they're a good program. Mark does a great job there as well. So, it's going to be a tough challenge for us, but I think we're up to it, and we understand what we're going to be dealing with. We've done a good scout on them and understand what they're capable of and what we need to do to try to hopefully help the MIAA get their first win over UMSL. That's kind of the goal we've set forth, and like I said, it'll be a tough game. You're on the road. You got to sleep in a hotel and not in your own bed. You're eating out for food. So it's always a tough task to go on the road and try to get a result, especially against a team that's good and is organized and coached well. But I think the girls are up to the task. They're excited for the road trip. And like I said, we'll see if we can come back with our first W.
Additionally, with that, you had mentioned before we started our interview that on the way to St. Louis, you'll be stopping to take on Rockhurst in a developmental contest. And I wanted to touch on that a little bit, because we talked about the depth and building the program. And the developmental team is such a big part of that, because you're getting girls game reps and helping them to improve in that side of things to hopefully add to the depth that you're able to use in these varsity contests and big matches that you'll have coming up this year, and also develop players for years to come. But what can you tell us about the importance of that developmental program and the opportunities afforded to them by matches like this at Rockhurst that you'll be taking part in?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing with the developmental piece is that, like I said, it gives kids a chance to play. Even in our in our game, like our game against UMSL. Like, not every kid may play, or, you know, how is the game going? Are we successful? Are we unsuccessful? Is somebody having a great game? You try to push those narratives a little bit. Whereas in our developmental games, you know, every kid that suits up is going to play in that game. And so that gives them an opportunity to grow and develop with game experience. I've just been a big believer in the biggest way to grow players is playing the actual game, not a scrimmage, not just training against your teammates, but going out and competing against somebody else. And that's what we've done with that. And Rockhurst is really good on the reserve side. Like it's always been a good battle. So I'm excited for our girls today for that game. Excited to watch them play in that and seeing how they grow. Because Rockhurst, same as us, they're a D2. They carry a reserve program, and like I said, it's always a good battle to see that. So the reserves have done pretty well so far, and see if they can continue to the day. But yeah, it's so important. And like I said, at the end of the day, the players get to play the game that they've grown up and cared about and are passionate about. And, you know, as they continue to develop and grow, they get to play a sport they love and get an education for it as well. So I think that's the big important piece of it all.
Absolutely. Again, we're visiting with Dylan Grutzel, head women's soccer coach here at Newman. They're on their way to St. Louis. We'll stop in Kansas City on the way for that match at University of Missouri St. Louis Thursday night. Coach, I want to know about this group, though. You're on the road now for the second time early in this season. What's the group like on the road? Are they quiet on the bus? Is it a loud bus ride? What's the group like on these road trips so far?
I'd say this one's a little bit more quiet. I think, you know, we left at 8 a.m. this morning, so I'm sure some of them are continuing the sleep that they had to wake up a little bit earlier from. Some are studying. So it's a pretty quiet bus ride right now, but we'll see how it is after the game when energy is a little bit higher. Hopefully, you know, reserves got a W, and we'll see how it goes. But overall, they're a good group. They take care of business from the academic standpoint first, and you know, they find ways to relax and understand there's a game coming up and get themselves mentally ready. But after the game, I could see it being a little bit louder. Maybe there'll be some team karaoke going on. So we'll see how the trip goes.
We're going to get you on the mic. What's the go-to karaoke song for you?
I got to go with an Eminem song usually. That's usually my go-to.
I like it. I need the girls to get a recording of that. We'll put that on the next JetCast episode.
I'm sure every single one of them will have a recording of it.
Awesome. Well, Coach Grunzel, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and catch us up on all the great things that you guys are working towards for this season. Really excited to watch this all come together over the next couple of weeks as we get a little closer to MIAA competition coming up a little quicker than we realized. Just a little over 2 weeks before that first conference match. But the last thing I've got for you is, with a match like the Missouri St. Louis match and the challenge that you'll face as well on Saturday at home for Senior Day in Oklahoma Christian, what's the biggest focus? What do you need to see from this group to know that they're continuing to push this thing forward and improve match over match?
Is applying the things from training that we've been working on and applying those into the actual game, and then fixing the mistakes from previous games that we've shown on film or again tried to address in training. I think that's going to be the biggest thing that I always look for in these exhibitions and then into non-conference, is are we fixing ourselves to put us in our best chance that when we play Emporia in our first conference game, have we put ourselves in the best position possible to go win the game and ultimately start conference 1-0? Because right, you can be 6-0 in non-con and then go 0-12 now in conference, and the 6-0 doesn't matter. Whereas you can go 0-6 in your non-con and go 12-0, and that's what matters. That probably gets you into the national tournament. So it's just learning from these games and taking the experiences and the failures and the successes and just continue to build off them to get yourself ready for MIAA play.
Awesome. Coach, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That's Dylan Grunzel, head women's soccer coach here at Newman University. We'll take a quick break on the JetCast and be back with plenty more right after this.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Volleyball. Show your support for the Navy in Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at NUJetsGear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from NUJetsGear.com. That's NUJetsGear.com.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now by the new Sports Information Director here at Newman University in Daphne Williams. Daphne, thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, we got a lot to catch up on because you have been really busy here lately getting things rolling with the start of the school year. But stepping into the SID role, kind of taking on a new challenge here, what's it been like for you to kind of get this thing started?
Yeah, you know, it's been honestly awesome so far. Zach Brake has been super helpful with the whole transition, and I'm not entirely foreign to the idea of SID since I was a graduate assistant for them for a semester a couple years ago. So it's been good, but now that sports are starting to roll, we're getting busy. So excited for that start.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you are in charge of the media and social media and different things, live stats, all sorts of things for all 18 Jets athletics teams. So that's a lot to manage. But as you mentioned, it's not totally new to you. You've been around for a little bit and kind of gotten used to this. But what's the biggest challenge been in kind of getting everything going so far?
Yeah, I think there's just a lot of people to coordinate with, and they're all on their separate schedules and we're on our schedule. So just making sure everyone's on the same page and knows what's going on.
Well, you've done a really good job so far, and that's just me because I know how important your job is, and especially for a broadcaster like myself, I rely on you big time. So I really appreciate what you've been doing so far. But you've done a really nice job with the social media aspect and getting game day graphics and different posts out for every team. How do you go about coordinating all of that and making sure you have everything scheduled right? And just take us through kind of how you manage that big task.
Yeah, so I do have a graduate assistant, Carlos, and he's been super helpful as well. So it definitely takes a team of us, but, you know, we all have our sports that we need to make sure get scheduled and make sure we're posted on the right accounts and, you know, making sure that we tag those sports too so that they can share on their profiles, because social media has become such a big thing in sports, but also just in general.
Well, you also have a really interesting perspective. You know, you've got a great basketball background. You played in college at Washburn, and you were part of the women's staff here for a while. Like, you know that side of things as well. Do you find that that helps you kind of tie the two together between sports information and the actual athletic side?
Yeah, I think so. I also think it gives me a little bit of perspective of what coaches go through on a daily basis. You know, they're super busy and, you know, we're busy as well, but understanding like they have their own schedule and we have ours and kind of helps put me in their shoes a little bit. Same with student athletes. You know, I've been there. I know what it's like. So it kind of helps me tell their story a little bit better.
Now, for you as a student athlete, let's talk about that. You know, you obviously played for a really talented team and you worked really hard to get to that point, but you know, what made you decide that working in sports after that was something you wanted to pursue?
Yeah, I think just, you know, sports has been my entire life for so long, so I love how busy it is. I love, you know, the different things you can do within sports and being able to tell athletes stories and getting the word out on all their accomplishments is super important to me, because I feel like, you know, at Washburn, I felt like I had a great team around us to, you know, get the word out about our team. So I want to do the same for student athletes here.
Now, coming from Halstead, not too far down the road from Wichita, kind of a local product yourself, what's it like to work at Newman and be not too far away from home, but, you know, being kind of in the neighborhood and helping other kids from Kansas and around the area tell their story?
Yeah, you know, being familiar with the area definitely helps. You know, there will be kids who come through with similar last names to people I played in high school, so I kind of know a lot of people who come through. So just having that local tie to some of these athletes is super important. And, you know, I love staying around home and connecting with them and being able to stay local and spread the word about what Kansas is and small town Kansas too.
Well, I wanted to talk about that as well, because there are tons of fantastic student athletes that come from all around the state of Kansas. What does it mean for you to be able to help promote those kids? Because I feel like a lot of times the kids from smaller towns like yours in Halstead might get overlooked at times. So how does that maybe give you some pride in helping to share those stories and get those kids out there that might not come from bigger places?
Right, yeah. I love hearing those success stories of the small town Kansas kid, because, you know, they might get overlooked by other programs. And I think that's what Division II is special, is they find those local kids and really develop them. So when they come through and they're successful, it's awesome to see and be part of.
Now, I want to know about that basketball history of yours, because Washburn, like we mentioned, is a really, really talented program, and I'm sure you learned a lot and experienced a lot in your time in Topeka. But what, if you could, is maybe your favorite story or experience from your time playing basketball with the Ichabods?
Yeah, you know, I spent 4 years there. I struggled with injuries a lot, but honestly, the best part about my student-athlete experience was the friendships that I made and being able to connect again with those small-town Kansas kids, because that's a lot of who my teammates were small town Kansas kids. So being able to connect with them definitely made my time at Washburn special.
Now, was it a tough adjustment coming from Washburn to Newman? It's a different shade of blue, so I'm sure that's a little different. But what was that transition like?
It was great, honestly. You know, being back home, 30 minutes from home, it's been awesome. But yeah, it's a little bit different. You know, every school is different, but I think it's the hardest part is cheering against them sometimes, but you know, go Jets always. But
I like to hear that. I know it is tough. We've all got different stories and different places that have impacted us. But you know, for you, what would be maybe the biggest lesson that you learned in your time as a student athlete that's helped to push you to where you are right now and how you're accomplishing your different goals here at Newman at the moment?
Yeah, I think, you know, being a student athlete, you have a bunch on your plate. And I think, you know, going through that and scheduling my time has really helped me, like, keeping track of what I need to get done here every day, and also be able to connect with other people from, you know, different walks of life. And you're surrounded by a bunch of different people from different places. So being able to get that exposure at Washburn and then carry that over to here, you know, has made life a lot easier transitioning into the SID.
Now, personally, we want to get to know Daphne, the person, more than the SID in this interview. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do when you're not busy chasing around all our Jets athletics teams and stats and getting all that stuff squared away? What do you do in your free time?
Yeah, honestly, I watch more sports. A big Chiefs fan, big K-State fan. You know, and then I have a little puppy too, so I spend a lot of time with her. But, you know, that's about it. Sports is 95% of what I do, so.
Well, I'm right there with you. You know, I consume sports all the time. I'm a big Chiefs fan myself, so we can rally around that. They've gotten off to a good start so far. Long way
Absolutely.
To go for a third straight Super Bowl, which is a good place
that's
to
very
be.
True.
But what types of like hobbies do you have anything that you do? Are you a reader? What do you do, you know, with times like that?
I'm not a reader, believe it or not.
Me either.
I actually, you know, I started getting into fantasy football. I think last year was my first year, so this year I'm gonna have another run at it, but you know, getting better at that every year. And then yeah, just, you know, hanging out with family since I'm back home, so that's about it.
I like to hear that. I could use all the help I can get in fantasy football. I'm struggling right now. Scored the lowest amount of points in my league that I'm in this first week. Mm-hmm. So I might be calling you for some tips because I sure need it. But
yeah, I don't know how much help I'll be, but
hey, it's got to be better than where I'm at right now. I'll just say that. Now, working at Newman, there's a ton of great people in our athletics department. We talk to a lot of them here on the JetCast and get to know them on the outside. But what's been your favorite part of getting to know everyone in the Newman family and kind of coming together as one great, successful group?
Yeah, I think everyone here, you know, is special and makes it feel like a family. And I know people might say that all the time, but it definitely, you know, it lives to be true here. And everyone's always here to help you if you need it. You know, I talked about Zach earlier, but even outside of like our actual department, like all the coaches are here to help and want Newman to be a successful place. So working alongside those type of people is really awesome.
Now, last couple of questions I've got for you involve the future, because like we mentioned, you're really just getting started. Do you have any big goals for Newman in the sports information department? Anything that you want this athletics department to achieve under your watch?
Yeah, you know, we're in Wichita, so it's a big city and we're competing with other colleges or universities in the area. So I think just, you know, continuing to spread awareness, continuing to make our social media engagements more and get more people on campus for games because, you know, there's a D2 school right under their noses and in one of the best conferences in the country. So I think, you know, getting more people here and supporting our Jets.
Now, how do you go about doing that and putting Newman maybe on the forefront of news and information in a big city like Wichita? What are some things that you do to try to get the word out a little bit extra about our Jets?
Yeah, so, I mean, social media is obviously a big one, but I also think, you know, those individual student-athlete stories that maybe local news can cover and help us spread our word because, you know, we only have so many people here, but if we can get our outside news sources involved as well, you know, that reaches a whole new audience. So things like that.
Awesome. Well, it's been really cool to kind of get a peek behind the curtain with you, Daphne. But before I let you go, I got just a couple more quick hitter fun questions. What has been the most exciting part of this job so far? What have you really enjoyed about this SID role here in your really early stages of having this position?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. You know, I've been with basketball as a GA, so being able to see and like deep dive into each sport and not just one has been super exciting. And I love, you know, getting into soccer, you know, hasn't really been huge in my past, but now I'm into it. And, you know, I want to see those Jets succeed on the field. So that's been exciting.
Yeah, we just talked to Coach Dylan Grunsell a little bit ago here on this JetCast talking about their big weekend and their nice performance against Southwestern Baptist. I know you were watching for that and a part of the broadcast side of things and getting that all going. But looking ahead, what do you have on your schedule for the next week or so that we need to keep our eyes for?
Yeah, so on Thursday, men's soccer's hosting Drury, and then women's volleyball is on the road again, and then on Saturday we have a men's and women's soccer doubleheader again, and it's senior day for our women's soccer team. So those are some big ones to look out for.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Senior day a little early, but I like it because it puts them kind of in their own area, right? And we can highlight those athletes like we've been talking about with that senior day coming up. But basketball season, I have to ask you about that. It's coming up a little bit quicker than you might think, just a couple short weeks, and we'll be getting ready to get back into Fugate Gym and getting basketball season started. What are you most looking forward to in that? Because I know your eyes are always on the hardwood.
They are. You know, I'm excited. Coach Briggs will be in her second year and brought in some new people, so I'm excited to see that. And then same with the men's side, you know, Coach Allen has been doing a great job, so seeing his new team in action. Just excited to see the conference and, you know, how everything shakes out.
Awesome. Daphne, thank you so much again for taking the time to let us get to know you a little bit better. I know you're really busy with the school you're getting started, but we really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's Daphne Williams, your new sports information director here at Newman University. You can check out all her hard work at NewmanJets.com and on the Newman Jets app and on social media. She's all over the place, so you can follow her on all of those. She's the one behind the screen. But Daphne, again, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Again, Daphne Williams here on our JetCast. We'll take a quick break and hear from some student athletes right after this on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now by Cassie Mader?
Yes.
Mader? I want to make sure I say that right. I've got a lot of names to learn. We're doing Media Day 2024, getting to know all of our athletes from women's soccer through volleyball, golf, all the fall sports. So, Cassie, take me through what it's like for you. Is Media Day like the start of the year? I know you've been doing some fitness stuff, getting things ready for the season, but where do you say the start of the year is? What's the official kickoff?
Gosh, the start of the year. I mean, we're doing stuff all summer, hopefully staying fit, but for sure the start of the year, I would probably say move-in day. A lot of us came out, helped everyone moved in, and then first team event, it's like we're back.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's it like for you for those first team events where you get to really get everybody back together and kind of build the camaraderie back up? Because I know you're excited to get things started, but what's it like for you, especially as a senior? You've been through it a few times. What's it like once you finally get everybody back together?
Yeah, so I remember my freshman year, I was super nervous. But now that I've been here for a while, it's just exciting kind of getting to put names to faces for people that haven't seen before and really getting to see what the team's going to be like this year.
Now, for you, Cassie, you're a Wichita kid. You're from Andover. You went to Andover Central. What's it like to come across town a little bit and go to college? You're not too far away from home. It's got to be a fun, comfortable, exciting environment for you.
Yeah, it is really exciting. And I finally got to move out with my best friends. So we live like 2 minutes away. So that's really exciting coming out west. I'll always be an Eastsider, though, that's for sure.
Well, I've done a lot of high school sports with my job and you know, going to Andover Central all the time. It's kind of a cool school that seems like everybody is successful. Every sport, they're always competitive. So what do you feel like Andover Central did in terms of preparing you for college, in terms of succeeding athletically and doing what it takes to be a successful student athlete?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I had the best teachers there. I know that my coach in high school, not only in high school, but my club coaches as well, like, did a great time or a great job teaching me and showing me, preparing me for everything that is in my future.
Awesome. Well, senior year ahead for you in just a couple of short days, really, when you get the first exhibition going. What are your biggest goals for this year? I mean, senior year, I'm sure you want to do it up big, win a lot of matches, but what are your personal goals for this year?
Gosh, I know one thing that me and Dylan have been working on a lot is scoring goals. So I want to score.
I like it. Now, I did notice the captain's armband for you. So that's a big responsibility, right? Team captain, you got to set the example for other players. You got to lead the way. I mean, what does that mean for you, that responsibility?
Gosh, it means a lot. I love everyone on the team, and I love being able to lead by example, hopefully, and be there when I'm needed and support the girls whenever they need some support.
Awesome. Now, last couple things I've got for you, a lot easier questions. I'm not going to dig too deep here. What is your major and what do you aspire to do after graduation?
Yeah, so I'm a biology major, pre-med concentration. I, for the longest time, wanted to go to DO school, but recently was exposed to naturopathic medicine. So I'm applying in the spring to Sonoran University in Arizona, hopefully get in there to get my doctorate in naturopathic medicine.
Awesome. That's really cool. What maybe opened your eyes into that? Can you tell me, you said a lot of words that I've never heard before. I'm just a radio guy. So what is that exactly?
So it's straight holistic medicine, all natural. Exposed to it while I was working in a clinic where I kind of noticed that just pushing a lot of meds, and I was like, there's a lot of other ways to heal your body than putting meds that you might not need in them.
Absolutely. That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that with us. Now, soccer, obviously, you're talking to me because you play soccer. Who would you say is your biggest influence in the sport? Is a coach, a parent, anyone you've had in the past that's maybe helped you to get to this point?
My biggest influence, probably Dylan, to be honest. He was one of the ones who recruited me here when he was an assistant coach. My sophomore year of high school is when I verbally committed. Then I played for his club team my senior year, and he's just really developed me into the player I am today, not only like as a player, but as a person. And then my other high school coach, Coach Garcia, and John Gertz as well. They both played a big role in my
soccer.
Awesome.
That's so cool to hear, especially about a coach we got across the hall. I love that guy. Well, Cassie, thank you so much for the time. We look forward to getting to know you and your teammates throughout the rest of Media Days and this season. But super excited for you. And thank you again for joining us.
Of course. Thank you.
Cassie Mader joining us from the Women's Soccer Media Day here as part of the JetCast. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network as we continue to get to know each of our Newman student athletes through Fall Media Day. We're talking men's soccer now with senior Caio Teschetto, right? Is it close? Close?
Yeah, it's good.
Trying to work on my pronunciation a little bit too, right? But Caio, he comes from Brazil by way of Xavier, Louisiana. And so two different places before Newman. I mean, coming all the way from Brazil to the United States first, that's got to be a tough adjustment. And then you adjust to a new school coming to Newman, right? So what's been the biggest change for you over the course of that time, the biggest difference in terms of the environment that you're in?
It's actually like I came from Brazil to Ohio. And then this is going to be my fourth school, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then I went to Arizona, and then I went to Xavier, and then I'm coming here now.
Wow. So you've been all sorts of different places.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the having to adjust to America, but having to adjust to different places in America? How do you handle those changes?
So, like, being an athlete is actually easier to get adjusted to every place because you have a lot of international together. So even like Nico said, every place that you go, you have people that is being through the same thing that you're going through. So the people make it easier everywhere.
Now, there's one thing I have to ask, because being from Brazil, you speak Portuguese, right?
Yeah, Portuguese.
So I've heard, I don't speak it, I can't, but I've heard it's like one of the hardest languages to learn.
It is.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is very, 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 very difficult to learn.
So does that mean that speaking Portuguese and having to learn like English, is that was that hard to learn?
Not actually. Like in Brazil, I came from a family that provided me like good situation. So I could study English since I was in a young age. But if you speak Portuguese and learn another language, I think it's easier than you speak English learning different languages. Yeah.
So does that make it easier for you when you have teammates from all over the world, like, and they speak all different languages? Does it make it easier for you to maybe pick up some of the things that they say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like I learn English, and I learn Spanish, and I'm trying to learn Italian right now. But yeah, it gets easier. that's, over time.
That's really cool. Yeah. So you've got it all. Like, you speak all these different languages. You're kind of a man of the globe, right?
Yeah, kind of.
So tell me about the team. Like, for you, finding your spot in this group that's trying to accomplish some big things this year, how do you separate yourself and earn time on the field?
On the field?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, every player has his own individuality. So, like, the coach makes it easier. So, he knows how the player works and how he wants the same player to play with the team. So, yeah, it depends on the tactics and everything else. But it's really easy when we have a good coach.
Yeah. And so, what do you like most about your coaches?
First, he's Brazilian, so we kind of understand each other. But yeah, he's good in managing people and players. So he always talk what he thinks he's right. So that makes it really good.
Absolutely. So then, for goals for this year, like, everybody wants to win, right?
Yeah.
What do you have to do to accomplish that, to win?
It's baby steps. So you cannot aim really far if you don't take care of the business right now. So, yeah, baby steps. Like, I want to win, but in the end of the year, it's my last season playing. I just want to enjoy it. And obviously, winning is going to make it perfect, but we are taking care of baby steps first.
Well, tomorrow, you guys get to play, right? So you get a scrimmage against a very good team. So what are you looking forward to most about the opportunity to get on the pitch and get playing again?
Yeah, we always want to compete, and it's going to be our first game. But always we want to win. But the first thing is get to know each other in the hard situation. So we're going to play our game. Even though the result that doesn't come, we are focusing on getting better. That's it.
Awesome. Well, it's been so great to get to know you, Caio. I really appreciate the time. Now, I do want to finish with this. Portuguese. Teach me something. And I should have asked this from Nico. Maybe we go back and add this. But teach me something in Portuguese.
But what do you want to learn?
It's such a hard question. How do I say hello? So we'll start there. So that way when I see you, I can say hi.
Yeah, but hi is like oi.
Oi?
Oi.
Oi.
Hello is hola.
Hola?
Hola.
So similar. Okay.
Yeah, similar to Spanish.
Okay. Yeah. We got to come back. I'm going to come back with a list of words sometime, and I'll come find you, and we'll teach you, and I'll do it to Nico, too.
I'll help.
That way I can learn all these different things. Okay. But thank you so much for joining us today. Best of luck this season, okay?
Hey, man. Thank you.
All right. That is Caio Tasqueto.
Perfect.
Tasqueto of our men's soccer team here at Newman. He hails from Brazil. And we'll take a quick time out here on the JetCast. I'll be back with more right after this.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Flyball. Show your support for the Navy in Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at NUJetsGear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from NUJetsGear.com. That's NUJetsGear.com.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on our Newman Jets audio network. Jackson Schneider with you, talking all there is to know about Newman Jets athletics. Episode 124 of our show this week, and great stuff from all of the voices you just heard in our last couple of segments. Again, women's soccer head coach Dylan Grunzel, women's soccer student athlete Cassie Motor, also men's soccer student athlete Caio Tasqueto, and our new sports information director Daphne Williams. Really enjoyed visiting with each of those great people
on our show today. Really enjoyed it, and we'll catch up with some of them a little bit later on in the year as well. But before we wrap up our show, as we always do, let's talk about what's coming up this week in Newman Jets Athletics. As I mentioned earlier, very busy week. Our teams are all off and getting their seasons started. We'll begin with Thursday, September 12th, as this show is coming out on September 11th. Men's soccer will be in action at home tomorrow afternoon, Thursday the 12th, taking on Drury University. Women's soccer on the road, as we talked about with Coach Grunzel a little bit ago. They are on the road at Missouri St. Louis tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And then on Friday, another busy day gets underway. Women's volleyball competing at the Drury Invitational in Springfield, Missouri. And they will take on the Roosevelt University, in their first match beginning at 9 a.m. on Friday morning. Then at 3 o'clock, they'll take on Rockhurst University in their second match of the day. Our tennis teams will be very busy this weekend as well. Both teams taking action against some teams from Colorado. They'll head up to Pueblo, Colorado, and take on Metropolitan State University of Denver in one match. And then they'll also take on Colorado College in action as well. So a pair of duels for our men's and women's tennis teams beginning on Friday. Those matches, again, 9:30 a.m. for the Metropolitan State University of Denver matches, and then 5:30 p.m. for the matches against Colorado College on Friday. And on Saturday, men's and women's tennis back in action again in Pueblo. They'll take on Colorado Mesa in their first matches at 9 a.m. and wrap up a very busy weekend of action out near the Rocky Mountains. Also on Saturday, men's soccer will take on Colorado Christian University here in Wichita at McCarthy Field at 10 a.m. on campus. So if you're in town, come support the men's soccer team as they are in action beginning at 10. And then shortly thereafter, women's soccer comes back home at 1:30 on Saturday to celebrate their senior day, taking on Oklahoma Christian. So a full day of soccer here on campus at Newman University on Saturday. Women's volleyball also will be in action on Saturday, again, as part of that Drury Invitational in Springfield, Missouri. They'll take on the University, Drury University, the host, at 3 o'clock. But before that, they'll also take on Minnesota State University at 11 a.m. So two matches Friday and two on Saturday for our Jets volleyball team in that weekend tournament. Men's golf next week, they'll be back in action, and they'll head down to Muskogee, Oklahoma, much like the women's team was this past week, and they'll take part in the NSU Men's Golf Classic on Monday and Tuesday. And then before our next show, our women's soccer team will be back in action again. They'll head on the road Wednesday the 18th and take on Northwestern Oklahoma State University down in Alva, Oklahoma, to wrap up another very busy week in Jets athletics. But if you missed any of that, I know it's a lot. I threw a lot at you. That's okay. We got you covered. You can go to NewmanJets.com/calendar for the full composite schedule of all our Newman Jets athletics. And if you haven't already, which you should, highly suggest you do it. I have it. It's very helpful. Download the Newman Jets app today. It gets you all of those schedules, all of the latest write-ups and recaps and previews, our live stats, links to live video, everything you could possibly need in Newman Jets Athletics. So download that Newman Jets app today, available for free for both iPhone and Android users. But that is going to wrap up our show for today, episode 124 in the books. Again, big thank you to head women's soccer head coach Dylan Grunzel, women's soccer student athlete Cassie Motor, men's soccer student athlete Kayo Tescheto, and our sports information director Daphne Williams. Thank you to them for all their time to come and chat with us and let us get to know them just a little bit better. Really enjoyed those interviews, and I hope you did as well. I'm Jackson Schneider, and this has been the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. We'll see you next week.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.